Hello and welcome. This is James Maduke speaking at My Small Biz University. I'm just doing a little quick update to basically show you how to create a PayPal buy now button. And one of the things that obviously I'm assuming that as you get started here is that you already have a PayPal account, and that PayPal account is set up so that you can actually use it to take payments. It's a business account, and if you haven't done that already, one of the things I'll do is I'm just going to open up another screen here so that you see it. We're actually I've got an old copy of Front Page, which I used to do editing, and I've got two buttons here. I'll show you how I created them shortly, but what I wanted to do is just make sure that we can go and see how to create a PayPal button, pardon me, and more importantly, a page that you should go and take a look at as you get started here. And we'll go to another one here, Merchant Services. And I'm going to ask that you log into your PayPal account, and you should have a tab called, after you've verified your PayPal account, you should have a tab called Merchant Services. And if you haven't done that, you're going to have to go and upgrade your PayPal account to a business account, where what you do is you actually have to verify, first of all, that you are who you say that you are, and verify a checking account so that it ties a checking account to your PayPal account. And the reason they do that, obviously, is that when you're selling and using PayPal, they want to be able to give you some money, and they're going to put it directly in your checking account. And your physical bank account, your checking account. So they need to have one of those verified before you can do that. So there's a couple of different ones, and I'm going to talk about this one here. There's Website Payments Standard and Website Payments Pro. The difference between the one that you need is the Website Payments Standard, just to get started. The only real difference is that Website Payments Pro is actually it's similar to having your own merchant account, where you can over the phone, for example, take a person's credit card details and do a phone order basically by plugging the information into a web page manually. You can take a phone order, or you can take a Visa, MasterCard payments without the person having a PayPal account. That's an advanced one, and it's not available to everyone. So the one that you can do to get started is this one, this Website Payments Standard. And this page, if you go to Merchant Services, it brings up a whole bunch of options here. And the one that we're going to look at is the Buy Now button. And I'm going to show you basically what they look like. I'll go back over to the front page site that we had there just so that you see it. And I created two Buy Now buttons. I created one that has my own image, and I created one that has the default one that comes with PayPal. So here's my regular one right here, and you can see this image. If you want to take a look at it, actually what we'll do is I'm just going to do we'll do a preview here so that we can actually open the page and you can see what happens. This is just a preview of the page, and when you actually use this, what's going to happen is that when some visitor clicks on that order to buy now, I'm going to, let's see if we can do it here on the preview page. I don't know if it'll open it up, but it might be able to. It's going to actually open up PayPal, and you're going to get a PayPal buy now button open and available to you. There we go. You can see the name of my account here. You can see the payment amount, and your customers have the option for, I've got this one named digital product as an example, $27. And I put an item number, and I'll show you where all these come from in a second. Your customers can either play with a credit card here by hitting continue, or they can log into their PayPal account to actually use it. And what we'll do is we'll just go back to the design again. The only difference between these two buttons is this one is my own graphic, and this one here is the default graphic from PayPal. So how did we get that button, and how did we put that in? Well, I'll show you right now. Let's just put this to split so we see the code of the buttons. And this particular one here, I'll highlight that one so that we see it. This top one here, you can see we've got this information right here, this form information. The only difference is that the image that I have here is this, see where it says this image? Right there. That's a physical address on a web server for the image. It doesn't have to be secure, but it has to be an image that is available. The only difference between these two buttons is that I put my own image in here, and in the other one, we'll move down, you can see that the button is a button, or image is a button that is actually generated by PayPal. Other than that, the two buttons are identical. The two order buttons are identical. Again, the only difference is the image. And how did we come up with that, and how did we create it? Well, what I'll do is I'm going to delete this regular one right here. I'll delete that one just so that we get rid of it on the screen. And then I'll go and show you how to create it. So I'm going back to, I've logged into my PayPal account. And in this particular case, we're going to create a PayPal button, and I'll show you how that actually works. And all I did is, we'll go back one page just so that you can see. We'll go back to the merchant services so you can see how that works. Got a little bit of a slow internet connection today, so I apologize for the delay, but hey, that happens at the best of times. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to click here for buy now button. I don't recommend, if you're selling one product, don't use the add to cart button. You want to just give a single option, one option for people to buy or not buy, and you want to streamline the process as much as possible. So we're just clicking the buy now button. It's the same one link as this one here where it says buy now. Exactly the same, you're going to go exactly the same place, but that's where it is. So I've clicked the buy now button, and what's going to happen is a form is going to come up, and it's going to walk me through that process of creating a button. And you can do this as detailed as you want. My recommendation is that when you're actually creating these particular buy now buttons, you want to minimize the amount of steps that your user has to go through. Minimize the amount of steps. You want to make sure this is as clean as possible, happens as quickly as possible, so that your customers don't have other options available to them. They have one option, it's to buy or to not buy. So here we go. We've got the page that comes open, and in this case, accept payments for, you're going to select product services if you want to do a recurring one, a donation gift certificate. For this one, we'll just do products. I've selected products, and in this one, you know, we did buy now button, so it's already there as a buy now button. We have to give it to a name, so I'm just going to call it my product. And optionally, we'll just do my product. Optionally, you can give it an ID name, and it's not a bad idea to make up your own sort of coding, so that you can keep track of perhaps what order that or product that you were actually doing if you have different versions. At that point, again, optional, I put one in, but I'm just going to put a price in as well. We're going to charge $77. It's a one-time payment. So I'm going to put in the 77.00. It's US dollars as the currency. These customized buttons, I wouldn't muck around with it. Use the standard button that's there or your own standard button. And when you're ready, you know, shipping, do you need to collect shipping? No. In this case, we're selling a digital product. Tax rate, if, you know, the only time you have to have a tax rate, again, take a look at your own location's legal. I'm not an accountant. I'm not going to give you information on whether you should be collecting tax or no tax, but if you need to, it's there. And you've got a couple options here. One is a secure merchant ID, and the other one is a plain text email. The way that this used to work when PayPal originally came out is you had to put your PayPal email address in the order form, and people could see if they were kind of tricky. They knew what they were doing by looking at the code of a page and being able to see the person that was selling the product, see their email address. So to remove email addresses off of the websites, they've allowed you, or PayPal gives you, a secure merchant ID, which is just a sort of a code number. For all intents and purposes, this is all you have to do your PayPal button. That's it. So I'm just going to click here, and I'm going to create the button, and what's going to happen is another screen opens up that we'll see. But when that screen opens up, it's going to show a link for emails, and it's also going to show some code that we put into the page allows where the order button goes. So here we go. There's the actual button that we've created. And for all intents and purposes, all we have to do is select code, selects all the code, and I'm just going to put my mouse in the box. I'm doing a right mouse click, and I'm going to do copy. So I've copied that code for that buy now button. I'm going to go over now to our front page or whatever editor you're using, if it's Composer, for example, a basic HTML editor, anyone that you're using, and I'm going to look at the HTML code. And in this particular case, what I've got here is I've got my first button. Just remove the second one in the bottom. There. We've got the first button I created. I deleted this other button. Remember, I removed the code just before we went over. But what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to put my cursor underneath the text that I put in, regular PayPal button. I put my cursor in. I'm going to do a right mouse click, and then I'm going to paste in the code that I copied from the previous page at PayPal, and it's adding the code. Okay, now you're going to see what happens down on the page. If I just do a little click to take a look at that page, you're going to see that I now have a PayPal button set up. Now, how do I move that PayPal button? What if I want to center it? Well, there's a couple things you can do. I did a left mouse click on it to highlight it, and now I'm just using the center button. I've now got it centered on the page. So I've created a button. If I go to preview that particular button, you can see my button is there. If I wanted to center the text, I could have done that too. And if I just do a left mouse click on it, as if your customer is going to order, PayPal will open up and bring us to the product that we set up on the previous page. There it is. My product, $77. There's my little code number that we put in there. Someone wants to order, they can order with their PayPal or with their bank account, and they're good to go. So I just showed you quickly how we can go back, create a PayPal button as often as we want, put it on the page wherever we want. All I did is I went to PayPal, got my code, and I put the code here. For example, you can see I cut and paste the code right there. Very, very, very easy to do. We'll do the split code so that you see. But we've now got a PayPal order button. Now the best part is if we go back to these generated code site, you can actually go and alter these, save them. You can have them for each of your products. I just usually copy them from time to time over. You can go and say get more buttons. You can create a similar one. All of these choices are available to you. The one thing you want to do is make sure that you get all of the code that's there. That's why I always press this button here, which says select code, so you don't miss any. Put your cursor in, do a right mouse click, copy. You've now got the code to paste on any page, and you've now got a buy now button. Hope you enjoyed this little session. This is one from the My Small Biz University site, My Small Biz U, and we're looking at taking payments, and we just did how to use create a PayPal buy now button. We'll be right back with more great videos shortly.